good as sitting.
You were okay after that?
Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, light attacks and shortness of breath, yeah, that sort of thing. But nothing as severe as that.
Yeah.
My mother's an asthmatic also.
Yeah, they say it runs the family. My mother is too.
And when I look at my doctor bill here, last year I went recurrent, right, serious otitis, media, allergic basis. It was dealing with my ear. Mm-hmm. He put a post myrinectomy with a tube, a granulation, occluding tube with nasal allergy. And what he did then is when he put some cortisone in the nose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And I had serious otitis, media, and nasal allergy. And all this comes from sinus problems. And I think I'd much rather have had the seldom attacks of asthma than end up with this other junk.
Oh, yeah, I would too, because, I mean, well, if they're not too bad, at least, you know, then they're over with after a while. I've never had it real bad with my head. If you get a cut on your hand, you want doctors, you know, and you put this reddish-brown stuff that stings like crazy, and it's skull and crossbones on the bottom, you know, what do you call that medicine?
Well, that was methylate,
okay.
Mercuricone,
yeah.
Iodine.
Okay. Used to be when people would take a tonic for malaria, or sometimes they'd take in a little capsule for a cold, white bitter powder stuff. What do you call it, though? Did you ever know that stuff? I don't know that. Mm. I think that's before our time. I'm not sure. If people get old and their joints are stiff and ache and stuff like that, you say they've got what?
Arthritis.
Okay. Anything else you've heard of?
Rheumatism.
Okay. And used to be children would get real bad sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat, and they sometimes die in the middle of the night with a bad cough, or, you know, they choke to death, I think. It really happened.
Yeah.
Well, we had some extra